5. Fly Corporate, your regional airline. Visit flycorporate.com.au.
Hit weather.
Hey, day. Oh, my goodness. Does that sound funny to you?
Yes, it does.
Your voice sounds funny as well.
Yeah, right. What's going on with our microphones?
Something weird is happening with our microphones. Someone's turned echo on.
Oh, that's what it is. We sound really echoey. Yeah, we do. Hello.
No, that's better.
Does that work? Oh, that's better. Did you turn it on yourself accidentally?
So I actually had the wrong button pressed. So everybody listening on the radio wouldn't have been able to hear a weird echo.
Oh, okay. It was just us.
It was just us. We could hear a weird echo in our ears.
You missed a real treat there, gang.
Were you drinking last night?
Were you?
Sunny areas of frost this morning. 22 degrees in Dubbo, 24 across the central west. Thursday, 19 degrees, mostly sunny. And Friday, R&B Friday, frost and sunny, 17.
On Cobra Street, it's 1 degree.
Street.
Degree.
You said street.
Great. 4, 3, 2, 1.
This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love, getting you up across the central west.
Pippa Moore.
Yeah, morning Dubbo on the Central West. Happy Wednesday. How you doing, Pippa?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, good. Bright, early, bubbling, ready to go for the day.
How was your tabbouleh that I made for you yesterday for lunch?
Thank you for making me tabbouleh.
You're
actually
welcome.
Had it for lunch as a lunch-only salad.
Oh, wow.
That's only
salad,
what I had for lunch.
Salad-only lunch.
Salad-only lunch.
Usually I find that a very depressing meal option if you're just having a salad
really?
For lunch. Yeah.
I think it's great, like, having just a salad for one of your meals. It's really health conscious. Really works well for 70-30 diet.
Oh, how's that going?
Really
good. Yeah, great. I'm so glad I could make you something that fits in nicely with that.
If you've just tuned in, I'm on a 70-30 diet. 70% of my food is healthy. 30% can be whatever I want it to be.
It's the new Jimmy Love fad diet.
You should try it at home.
Tune in for the next fortnight to hear how it goes before the next one commences.
You can get buy one, get one free as well. JimmyLove.com.au. I should make my own website. Do you have your own website?
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't. I would like to have it,
because remember a year ago you were like, I'm making my own website.
Oh, I do remember that.
Whatever happened to that?
Oh, well, I was trying to get someone to design a logo and a few things for me because I can't do it myself because I'm a bit technically challenged, and then it just never came to fruition.
And you call me flippant.
But I'm
like,
oh, I tell
you're
you
like,
what.
Oh, I'm building a website, never built one.
I'm flat out managing a Facebook page.
Are you?
So, yes. I don't want to bite off more than I can chew.
What Facebook page do you manage?
Just my own.
Is there a Pippa Moore Facebook page?
Yeah, my own. You can add me as a friend if you like.
Oh, just your personal Facebook page.
Yes,
Well, you take a while with your Instagram as well, because you've got to go through every filter to check which one looks best.
No, don't use filters.
Don't use filters. That's
filter
a lie.
Free. Yeah.
Such a lie. Hey, our big show today. Stephen Fennick from techguide.com.au. He was over at the Samsung launch over the weekend, which was huge. So we're going to get all the lowdown on that. He's cracked it all down to layman's term for us.
Plus, I cannot wait. The day has finally arrived. It's Bachelor, or should I say Badgela 2018. It's back and it starts tonight. I'm so excited.
Look, I'm excited for Bachelor as well, but he's a real ugly bloke. He's probably the ugliest of all bachelors ever.
No, he's cute. The honey badger's cute.
No, he's not.
He's great.
Just because you play rugby doesn't make you cute.
It totally does.
No, it doesn't.
Playing rugby increases physical appearance.
Oh, now it makes sense. You and Farmer Lewis. It makes sense.
No, he's just a farmer. He's a handsome farmer who happens to play rugby.
So that's why you find him attractive. That's why you find him attractive.
I'm ready now, I ain't gonna fall back. I'm taking on,
Yeah, morning Dubbo and Central West. Plus, we've got the Mayor on air. Mayor Ben Shears joining the Pippa and Jimmy Show on Hit 93.5, your home of hits and old school, after 8:30. Don't forget, if you got a question for the Mayor, let us know anytime, 13, 12, 16. We will ask him when he's in the studio after 8:30. But right now, it's Pippa and Jimmy's Are You That Person?
It's all thanks to Reflections Restaurant at the Quality Inn. It is Dubbo's hidden little gem. Jimmy and my favourite. Go on, spin the wheel, Jimmy Love. We've loaded up the wheel in the studio with different criteria of people. And if you meet the criteria that we land on, give us a call right now on 13 12 16. This morning, we're looking for someone who plays a team sport.
Oh, I could win twice with this.
Oh, because you are part of...
A rebound volleyball team.
Of course. Mm. If I play indoor netball and netball on Saturdays, does that mean? Yeah, great.
Two teams.
Great. So we're both doubly eligible.
Yeah, because I play soccer as well with Newtown. So we're looking for someone this morning who plays a team sport.
Doesn't matter what sport it is.
Well, we accept tennis players, only if you're doubles.
Oh, yeah, I suppose, yeah. If you're part of the... Or part of it... Can you be part of a tennis team?
No. If you're part of doubles, yeah. But yeah. If you just do singles only...
Right.
I was saying no. You're not eligible.
What about lawn bowls? Is lawn bowls a single sport?
No, I'm pretty sure it's a team sport.
Okay.
Go-karting is another one probably not eligible for.
Unless you're a... Do you tag team in go-karting? I don't really know the ins and outs, but if someone is part of a professional go-kart team... Feel free to ring and correct us.
Yes, you could. Yes. We could be completely wrong.
That's right.
Unlikely, but there is always a possibility.
That's right.
Okay, so Pippa and Jimmy's Are You That Person? Each morning, a different criteria. If you fit the criteria, you give us a call on 13 12 16. Today's criteria, do you play a team sport?
Could be midweek, could be Saturday, could be Sunday.
Yeah, give us a call 13 12 16 right now from R&B Fridays Live. Usher, Little John, Ludacris, morning. In the club with my homie. Trying to get a little VI, but down on the low key. She know how it is. I saw the shorty, she take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go. Yeah, Usher and Lil Jon performing at R&B Fridays Live 2018. With Salt and Pepper, T-Pain, Genuine and more. It's going to be huge. Get your tickets Monday, August 20. So next Monday from Ticketmaster. But right now, morning everyone, Pippa and Jimmy on Hit 93.5. And we're doing Are You That Person?
We are indeed, thanks to Reflections Restaurant at the Quality Inn, Dubbo's Hidden Little Gem. We've spun the wheel and this morning we're looking for a person that plays a team sport. Chantelle on 13, 12, 16, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Chantelle, what team sport do you play?
I play soccer for the South Dubbo Wanderers.
Oh, yay! Soccer. Are you guys in the finals this weekend?
Yes, we are. We're in Division 2. We play Wellington.
Oh,
very good.
Division 2 Wellington. Yeah. Who's in the other semi-final, do you know?
For the women?
Yeah.
I think... Oh, we've got a couple. I think there's... Because it's been split into two divisions, so there's two semis for each division, yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations making the semis. I think the Newtown girls might have made the semis as well, but I'm not sure which division they're in because I get confused by the divisions as well.
Hopefully it'll be a Newtown Wanderers grand final.
Game on, Chantelle.
Derby match, Chantelle.
Now, have you heard Jimmy talk about his, his soccer stories and his attempts at kicking goals and failing miserably on this show?
Yes, I have. Good news.
Oh, I see.
The thing is, Chantelle, I'm not very good.
Me either.
I try, but I'm not very good. All right, Chantelle, because you are that person this morning, though, it doesn't matter about your ability.
That's right.
Your ability doesn't matter on this show.
Yep.
You win a voucher to the Reflections Restaurant at the Quality Inn.
Congratulations.
That's fantastic. Thank you.
You are so welcome, Chantelle.
Stick around there for a few moments with us, Chantelle. And what's coming up next?
So some cows have made their way onto the beach in Sydney's Double Bay.
Double Bay. You know what? Don't be mean to the rich white women of Sydney. Don't be rude. Don't call them fat.
No, I'm talking actual cows from a farm.
Oh, real cows.
Real life actual cows have made their way from the farms into Sydney's Double Bay, and I will tell you why next.
Here we go. Pippa and Jimmy. Hit 93.5.
Dubbo on the Central West, Hit 93.5, Panic at the Disco, High Hopes, morning everyone, it's Pippa and Jimmy, 23 past 6, and we do it all thanks to the new blend of Mick Cafe coffee. It's smooth, refined and delicious.
Top news headlines, somewhere in the world.
first top news headline summer in the world. We're heading to Double Bay in Sydney, where some cows have made their way onto the beach.
Have they now?
Yes.
Dairy cows?
Dairy cows.
Beef cows?
No, not beef cows.
Well, I would say all cows are probably made of beef.
Made of beef?
Are they? Are cows made of beef?
They can be bred for their beef, but dairy cows aren't bred for their beef, they're bred for their milk.
So there's no beef in a dairy cow?
No, there's only milk.
No, I don't think that's true.
Stop trying
to digress. I'm pretty sure there'll be beef in a dairy cow.
Do you want to know why these dairy cows are on the beach or not?
Go on.
So it's part of an art installation.
Modern art, no. I'm over modern art.
It's very modern. So these cows are being led along the beach by these artists.
I don't know if that's called art.
Who are giving them just a break from their green pastures and just getting, you know, a bit of sand between their hooves.
So what, if you walk the dog on the beach, you're creating art?
No, because that's normal. Cows on a beach aren't normal. It's out of the box, man. It's art. It's modern.
Double Bay.
Yes, it's a contradiction. It's ironic.
You would think that being in Double Bay,
yes,
it'd be like a nice premium Angus cow as well, Angus beef cow.
Well, they're probably nice, you know, dairy cows.
Oh, no, the dairy cow. Yes. Probably be an A2 milk cow, an organic A2 milk
yes,
cow.
The Double Bay fancy pants
in Sydney.
Second top news headline, summer in the world, I've got a tattoo blunder story for you.
I love a good tattoo blunder.
These are always fantastic. Talk about an awkward start to married life for this couple. The husband has got the wrong wedding date tattooed on his finger. Excellent work.
This is just, don't get a tattoo on your finger.
Yes, so he's already in the doghouse, isn't he? He got the inking done just 2 weeks after his big day and then didn't even notice the mistake for 6 weeks.
But here's the thing. If his wife didn't even notice as well, like, who's to blame?
Yeah, I mean, you could blame him for not being an attentive husband, but if she didn't notice either, I mean, how much is she really?
How much is she
paying
care?
Attention?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Just get a ring, guys.
Yeah.
You can't really go wrong with that.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with a normal diamond ring that costs $4,500.
Third top news headline, summer in the world. A tiny scammer has gone viral after sneaking $300 worth of toys from her parents' Instagram.
Really?
Yes.
How?
So this girl in Utah in the States has alerted her family that she ordered $300 worth of toys from Amazon when the delivery van showed up at their doorstep, and she had used her parents' Amazon account to buy them. And she is thrilled. She is just thrilled to her boots when these boxes start piling out of this delivery van, and her parents are going, what the heck is going on? She's like, these are my toys I ordered.
I ordered using your card and your online Amazon account.
Thanks, Mum and Dad.
Reminds me of the time my sister, my mum had like an internet dongle that you could like plug in and get internet anywhere in Australia or anywhere you get a phone line.
Yep.
My sister thought, Mum had like 500 megabytes on her thing.
Right.
So my sister downloaded like a whole series of Degrassi Junior High, like illegally downloaded it as well, using Mum's internet dongle. And Mum got a $1,000 internet bill.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Did she have to pay it? Did your sister have to pay? What happened?
My mum went all JoJo, as we call her, on the phone company and didn't have to pay a cent. The phone company ended up paying her to get her away.
Your mum went all JoJo.
That's her name, JoJo.
That.
She went all JoJo. I was like, no way, I'm paying that.
Oh,
it's a
gosh.
Scam. You scam me. It's not true. No one's used it. Then my sister was watching Degrassi Junior High.
Loving life.
Loving life.
There are your top news headlines. Summer in the world.
Even more in Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
4, 3, 2, 1. This is Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love getting you up across the Central West.
Pippa Moore.
Thanks to
Yeah. 6:36 morning, everyone. The Pippa and Jimmy Show for your Wednesday, 15th of August, 2018.
Welcome.
Is it that time of year yet where we get to say, oh, hasn't the year flown by?
Oh, Yeah, I think we're getting to that. God, I can't believe it's nearly September. It'll be Christmas before we know it.
Yes.
But seriously, it will be.
Because when's Halloween? October 31st?
October 31st, yeah.
And then it's just the downhill round to Christmas.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, exactly.
Is October 31st like the next? Oh, no, we've got the Queen's birthday long weekend, don't we, in October? Or is that the Rugby League Labor Day?
We've had the Queen's birthday long weekend. That was June, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the October long weekend is, I don't know what that's for.
That's for the AFL Grand Final or the NRL Grand Final.
But I don't think it's a public holiday for that reason. It celebrates something.
I think it might be for that reason.
No, it's not. It's probably for the Queen's birthday. She has about 10, though.
She does have about 10 birthdays. So, no wonder she's like almost 100 with birthdays.
Right? Speaking of, remember the beautiful portrait of Queen Lizzie that we got delivered to us last week? Mm-hmm. I need to get a frame for it.
You do.
Where do you think we should hang it in the office?
Oh, if you don't know about that beautiful portrait, what happened was Mike from Workdays ordered it from Mark Coulton's office because apparently you can order your own free portrait of Queen Elizabeth.
And every Australian citizen is entitled to one.
So Pippa's got one on her desk. Now, you want to frame it and put it up somewhere in the office.
Yeah, I think that would be nice.
If Lizzie, unfortunately, something happens and she passes away, do we get Charles then? A portrait of Charles?
I don't know. Good question.
Mm.
That'd be a bit anticlimactic, though. I'd love a portrait of maybe Kate and Wills or Harry and Meghan instead. That would be nice.
Yes. I get that he would probably be king, but yeah, let's just go with the portrait of Harry and Wills.
Yeah, and look, seriously, I mean, he doesn't look as good as Sapphires as she does.
No, absolutely not.
Yes, but it's an
ugly fella. You know, I have noticed the older royals are quite ugly.
Well,
the younger one, actually, Harry's the only good looking one.
Harry's great looking guy.
But what's Harry's brother's name?
Will.
Will.
No, they're all right. They're nice.
Very
you
ugly.
You know, they're
fella.
Follically challenged, both
Very
of them.
Ugly.
No, they're not ugly. Don't be mean. They're
Harry's
nice.
Not ugly. That's why there's all those rumours that he might not actually be a royal, that he might, like, not have royal blood.
There are not rumours that
there
he might
There are definitely
have.
Rumours.
Oh, go away.
That Charles isn't dad.
Oh, look at that. George Ezra. We better play a song.
Beers, Booms, and Balls up next with your friend Jimmy. Morning, everyone.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road. Gotta hit the road.
Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au joins the Pippa and Jimmy show on HIT in around 10 minutes' time. He's been over at the new Samsung launch for their new number 9, I believe it is, Pippa.
Oh, the 9. Oh, and with the pen.
With
the Galaxy Note. Loving.
So we'll get all the download on that coming up. It's the Pippa and Jimmy show thanks to the new blend of Mick Cafe coffee. Smooth, refined, delicious. Now, there's nothing I like more than teaching inappropriate words to birds.
Or young people. Your two favourite species to teach you bad words to.
Now, one bloke, he's got a pet macaw.
Oh, yes.
And he's taught his pet macaw a good array of naughty words.
Excellent.
Then his pet macaw, this over in the UK, has got stuck on the roof of his shed.
Okay.
Flown up there and spent 3 days up on the roof.
Couldn't fly down?
Well, here's the thing. The owner called the RSPCA and it's like, what do I do? I don't know if he's injured or not. So the RSPCA said that you need to call the fire department because the macaw shouldn't be up there for 3 days.
No.
So the bloke calls the fire department. Okay. The fire department get to his house.
Right.
And he says, here's the thing. You need to bond with him. If you don't bond with him, he won't come down with you.
This is the guy to the fireys who are climbing up to try and get him down. Right,
the fireys are like, how do I bond with the bird?
Right.
The guy's like, just tell the bird you love him. Just say, I love you.
That'll start the bonding process.
So the firefighter goes up there.
Right.
I love you. Yeah. And the bird says back, I love you.
Oh, great.
It's going really well.
Okay, perfect.
They spend a couple of minutes. I love you.
Declaring their love for each other.
And the bird says, I love you back.
Yeah.
And he feels like he's doing a real good bond.
Yeah, great.
A real good bond is happening. Then the firefighter then tries to attempt to see if the bird will crawl up onto his arm.
Yes.
And he puts his arm out, tries to indicate for the bird to crawl up onto the arm. The bird looks at the firefighter, true story, no joke, and says, F off, and then flies away to the next tree.
Yeah, so he went to third base too early. Just went too hard too fast. I mean, take him out for dinner first, mate. Come on. Don't rush these sorts of things. You declare your undying love. What, you think just because you've said you love me that I'm just going to crawl up onto your arm straight away, just like that?
So the bird swears at him and flies off.
Yeah, well, good on him. At least he knows his morals. Yeah. At least he knows his worth.
Even more in Jimmy Love.
Oh, yeah.
Hit 93.5.
Information that was fake and never happened.
I can't believe it.
You are fake news.
Today's fake news segment, Pippa, relates back to a couple of previous stories we've talked about on this show.
Right.
One of them's made up, one of them's real. It's your job to figure out which is which. Okay, you ready to go?
Ready.
Now, remember yesterday how we had this story of a woman who applied for a job at Air New Zealand?
Yes.
And she got denied the job because she had a Tinkerbell tattoo on her back.
Yes.
Well, my first news story this morning is a small Fijian airline called, let me have a look what the name is, called Pacific Island Air.
Right.
They have announced that any employee who would like to get a tattoo will get a day off and will pay for the tattoo just to try and get a bit of publicity.
Right.
So Air Pacific Air in Fiji are like whatever New Zealand Air lane, you can't have tattoos. Our people can have tattoos, so they're offering to pay for tattoos and give someone the day off so they can get a tattoo.
Right.
They've only got a staff of 12 people though.
Okay. So right.
It's only like a small airline to get from island to island in Fiji.
Right.
So that's your first news story.
Uh-huh.
Your second news story is, remember how the other day I got caught out stealing pens from work?
Yes.
Well, over in the United States, a pregnant woman has been accused of stealing office supplies.
Right.
From like an office work style store.
Okay, yes.
The police officer said to her, it's obvious that they're under your shirt. And she had to lift up her shirt and be like, no, that's a baby. I'm pregnant.
Right.
So, they're your two news stories this morning, Pippa Moore. One of them's real, one of them's fake. You got 30 seconds to figure out. Take it away.
Was she an employee of the store?
She wasn't, no. She was just a general customer.
How far along in her pregnancy was she?
Enough to obviously show a little bit.
Right. And they thought that they were pens.
They thought that they were office supplies, which were stuffed under her shirt.
Yeah. Plausible. I'm going to say that story about the pregnant woman stealing pens is fake news, and that the airline story in Fiji is true.
Pippa Moore?
Yes.
Sorry.
Honestly, this kills me. This kills me.
Sorry. The Fiji Pacific Air story, fake news. I made that up. They're not offering free tattoos and a day off for their employees to get back at Air New Zealand.
Right. See, it sounded fake, which made me think it was true.
You've double-crossed yourself.
You know, you've double-crossed me, because sometimes what you do, and you even said to me earlier, you're like, there's no way you're going to guess today's fake news story. No way. Like, you bait me before the segment even starts. I'm going back to when I felt really demoralised about my intelligence during this segment.
So
you make it too hard.
The story about the woman in the United States, she had a police officer come over and say, excuse me, I'm going to need to ask you some questions. She thought the officer was going to say, is it a boy or is it a girl?
Yeah.
The officer said, I'm going to need to see what's under your shirt there, because you've obviously stolen some stuff. She lifted it up and gone, that's a baby. And the police officer has gone, oh my gosh.
Sorry about that. As you were. Buying your biros.
Yeah. All right. Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au joins the show next. Up on the Central West, hit 93.5. Hey, good morning, everyone. You're on air with Pippa and Jimmy. And there is a whole new way to eat breakfast at Macca's. Big Macs, fries and more. Now available all day and all night.
From techguide.com.au, talking all things tech with Stephen Fenwick.
Stephen, how Stephen, you've been over in New York in the past week.
I have, yeah. I got back yesterday and I was over there for Samsung's launch event for their new Galaxy Note 9 smartphone. Flagship device. Yeah, this is their top-of-the-line product.
Fantastic. So the big launch happened in New York last week. You had the pleasure of being there, which was absolutely amazing. Tell us all about the new products that they've come out with. What are they doing? Are they challenging Apple this year?
Absolutely, yeah. Well, first, the main device they announced was the Galaxy Note 9. Now, this is their new flagship phone. And I think the theme around this device is no compromises. This is a device that's got a big screen, 6.4-inch screen, got a massive battery, 4,000 milliamp hour battery, so it'll go all day.
Great.
A lot of storage, too. You can actually put 512 gigabytes of storage on board, but you can expand up to a terabyte.
How do you do that with the micro SD card?
Micro SD card, yeah. There's going to be a 512 card, so storage is going to be bigger than it's ever been. The battery is going to run far longer. The screen is beautiful, super AMOLED display. But it's also got the S Pen. That's what makes the Galaxy Note the Note. It's this little pen that allows you to write on the screen and draw. But this time out, the pen has been upgraded as well. It's got its own little Bluetooth connection. So it can connect to the phone and do things like control a presentation or activate your camera and snap a picture or go through a gallery of photos, like a slideshow.
Great.
Now, let's talk about how they're taking over the Google Home. They've got their own device.
They do, yeah. Well, they're family of products, and we'll talk in a minute about the Galaxy Watch, but Galaxy Home is their new smart speaker. In fact, it's the first smart speaker that Samsung has introduced. So they've entered that market now,
taking on
HomePod, taking on Google Home. So they're using their own technology. You know how Apple's got Siri and Google's got the Google Assistant, Amazon Alexa. Mm. What Samsung has got is Bixby. That's their own little voice assistant.
Yes, Bixby.
That's going to be the way you can talk to the speaker and it'll activate all your different devices.
You've got to say, hey, Bixby. Hey, Bixby.
Bixby.
It's this massive market now where all these assistants are competing against each other. And Samsung, though, they have a bit of an advantage, you got to remember, because they already have a lot of products in people's homes. One in two Australian households has a Samsung TV. A lot of them also have Samsung appliances.
Mm.
So they're number one in phones, number one in TVs, also very popular in appliances. So they've already got a product in your home that Galaxy Home Speaker can talk to.
So Bixby's on the up and up.
It is, yes. And then to round out the presentation, they also introduced the Galaxy Watch. So this is their new wearable device. Their watches used to be called the Gear watches. Now they're called Galaxy to bring it into that family of products. But what the new Galaxy Watch has is now two sizes, 42 and 46 millimetres, so it appeals to both men and women. Also has an electronic SIM card on board, so you can pair this watch with any phone, a Samsung phone, another Android phone, even an iPhone, and still be able to make your calls and receive your calls even if you leave your phone at home. So Apple Watch Series 3 had that electronic SIM, but it only works with iPhones.
Mm.
Samsung thought, well, let's throw it open to everybody so this phone will work with any other smartphone.
Wow, that is really handy. Great stuff. It's fantastic getting the full wrap on the Samsung conference, which was in New York last week. Stephen Fenwick from techguide.com.au. Of course, you can catch your full review of all that stuff at techguide.com.au. Thanks for joining the hashtag PJ show this morning.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
And all the tears are rolling down your face, and it feels like yours was the only heart to break.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Well, as we spoke about yesterday on the show, Aretha Franklin is gravely ill, according to reports. But Stevie Wonder and Janet Jackson have visited Aretha in her home and have reported that she is still alert and laughing and able to have conversations with them while she's resting at home in the company of her loved ones and family.
Bless. Just bless.
Yeah. Aretha's nephew has spoken to People magazine and CNN saying, "We believe she'll pull through it. She believes she'll pull through it." And that's the most important thing.
Exactly. Hope is the most important thing.
Yeah, that's right. She has had a really long battle with cancer. So, we'll just keep you updated on that story. Obviously, music stars across the globe globe are paying tribute to Aretha's incredible contribution to the music industry, including Beyonce, Jay-Z and DJ Khaled. Now, in Detroit, Beyonce and Jay-Z are on their world tour, and they spoke to, well, they didn't, but they got some fans' responses about Aretha and what she has contributed to the music industry.
She's amazing. She's a legend, and I hope she, like, recovers fast.
It hurts my heart. She's the queen, and she will forever have an impact on my soul.
We probably wouldn't have Beyonce if it wasn't for Aretha.
Big call there, yes. But look, she is known as the Queen of Soul. And then DJ Khaled paid tribute to Aretha during his set on stage.
DJ Khaled.
So lots of love flowing in for Aretha.
Aretha, and our thoughts obviously with her as well at this time. Obviously a very difficult time for her and her family.
That's right. Back to our own Aussie shores. Guess who's just had a baby?
Oh, Leighton Hewitt.
Nope.
Chris Hemsworth.
Nope. Think ladies.
Yeah. What I meant was their girlfriends or wives.
Et cetera, partners, yeah.
Irene off Home and Away.
No.
Okay, give up.
Missy Higgins.
Hey, I knew she was up the duff. I knew she was preggers. Oh, that's cute.
Very exciting. Aussie singer Missy Higgins and her husband Dan Lee have welcomed their second child into the world, a baby girl called Luna.
Oh, that's cute. I've actually got some friends who have a baby girl called Luna as well.
It's a nice name.
It is a very lovely name, Luna.
Actually, now I think of it, Chrissy Teigen and John Legend's daughter is also called Luna.
Oh.
Yes.
Geez, it seems to be eclipsing the world.
Oh, I see what you did there. Good work, yeah. So Missy is 34 and her hubby, they've been married since 2016 and they're very excited to have a little baby sister for their three-year-old son, Samuel Arrow Lee. That's his name.
Huh?
Samuel Arrow Lee. So Arrow and Lee are his two middle names, but Samuel's his first name. So it's Samuel and Luna now.
At least they gave him a proper real first name.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they went for the middle one, Arrow.
And then they went a bit more exotic with their daughter Luna. But that's a cute name, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
So you can check out Missy's Instagram post of her new baby girl and much more at hit.com.au by clicking on the Scoopla tab.
Fantastic. We're talking about The Bachelor up next. But before we do that, Major Lazer, Justin Bieber and M.O., this is a song that Justin Bieber released about 2 weeks after he retired permanently from music. It's called Cold Water on Hit. Morning, everybody. It's Pippa and Jimmy.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know.
Dubbo and the Central West, number one, hit 93.5. Good morning, everybody. Pippa, Jimmy on the air. We'd love to hear from you anytime on 13, 12, 16. Give us a call, hit 93.5, 17 away from 8 o'clock. And we talk to Jess and Norm from the block. Now, Jess is the girl who caught Sarah cheating.
Talking to a wallpaper designer.
Expert. So we've got to crack down on what happened on the block and what's going on after 8 o'clock this morning.
But tonight on Win and Channel 10, it is the moment that women across Australia and men, because I don't want to discriminate against genders, have been waiting for with bated breath for months. The Bachelor, or should I say Badgelor, makes a triumphant return to our screens.
You know what I would say? I would say The Bachelor's more for the men because there's hot girls.
Well, The Bachelor, I think, is more for men than ever this season because The Bachelor or Badgelor himself is none other than a famous rugby sports person.
Whereas The Bachelorette's more for the girls because you've got the one girl and the 20 hot guys.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? So so it's actually the other way than you'd think it would be. So this one's for the guys. Guys, all the hot chicks on there. Next one's for the girls, all the hot blokes on there.
And also it's for the guys because he's a rugby player.
Rugby player.
I think guys everywhere can relate to, you know, just this guy trying to find love on the show.
Rugby league, rugby union, which one?
Rugby union.
Yes,
so played for the Wallabies.
That's the one where you get unlimited tackles, right?
Yes.
Is that what Farmer Lewis plays?
Yeah, union.
Is that why you're into it because Farmer Lewis plays the same sport as him?
Oh, sure.
Has Farmer Lewis ever played him, the Honey Badger?
No, because Farmer Lewis hasn't played at a national or international level. He plays at a local club level.
Darling, you need to upgrade.
I mean, cute that you've got tickets on him, but
you need to upgrade.
Sadly, no. So I'm so excited that it's coming back to our screens tonight. Get this. I've gone next level this season and I've joined a syndicate.
How does a syndicate work for
so
The Bachelor?
So there's about 70 members in this syndicate and we've all thrown in $10 and every person gets allocated a particular girl.
Mm.
And the winner takes all.
But wait a minute. There's not 70 girls.
No. There's like 25 or something. So I think there's two, there's multiple rounds. So I think maybe like once you go through the first round and everyone in the first round gets allocated a girl, then the second round starts and then maybe we double up. Do you know what I mean?
No.
So like maybe a couple of us have got the same girl. But I don't quite know how it works. All I know is I've thrown in $10 and I've been given Kayla, my girl, and if Kayla wins, I'm going to win a heckload of cash.
Darling.
That's all I know.
If you're going to join a syndicate, you've got to at least know how it works.
Well, I think that is how it works. But I think, I think so.
Look, I can tell you if Kayla wins already.
No, don't. Don't spoil it. I won't allow spoilers on this show for such a excellent program such as The Bachelor.
Because I already know that Sportsbet is only taking bets on four girls.
Okay. Who are they? Who are the Sportsbet four girls that they reckon are the favourites?
I'm just trying to find where Sportsbet are... Have put it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. But I'm so amped for this syndicate. I'm so excited. It's my involvement's gone next level. It's great.
But Sportsbet Bachelor. Because, yeah, so they already think that they know, like, definitely, like, there's only four that could possibly
win it.
Possibly win it. So here we go. Bachelor Australia 2018.
Right. Yeah.
So Brittany's the favourite.
Really?
Oh, they're taking money on more now.
Right.
So you got Kayla.
I've got Kayla, yeah.
17 to 1.
What does that mean?
That means that they reckon that she's a 1 in 17 chance.
Is that good or bad?
So Brittany's 1 to 1.
Brittany's 1 to 1.
Which is very good. 17
that
to
is
1
very
is
good.
17 times worse than 1 to 1.
Okay. This is why I don't join syndicates usually, because I don't really understand how they work.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when it comes to The Bachelor, I'm obviously going to get on board. Okay. Who else are the favourites?
Sophie, Brooke, Cass, Rhiannon, Dasha.
Right. Yeah.
Shannon.
Yeah.
Shannon. I thought that was a guy's name.
It's a unisex name. Yes, you can use it for guys and girls.
Tennille, then Kayla.
Tennille, and then Kayla. Okay, yeah. So she's still in the mix, Kayla.
She's in the mix, yeah.
Okay, great. So basically every time a girl gets eliminated from the house, people get, you know, knocked out of the syndicate, and so, you know, more money's up for grabs, and it's very exciting. It's going to be fabulous. And OMG, this time tomorrow, just gird your loins, everyone, because we're going to have an amazing chat.
Here we go.
Yeah, we do it all thanks to the whole new way to eat brekkie at Macca's. Big Mac, fries and more now available all day. It's the Pooper and Jimmy Show on Hit 93.5, 6 minutes away from 8 o'clock, and the blocks of Jess and Norm join us as well.
Yes!
No!
Drop crotch pants.
No.
I've got a new pair of drop crotch pants. Would you like to have a look at my drop crotch, Pippa?
Are you wearing them today? Why? What is the point of having an elongated crotch in the pant area? And that is not a euphemism. Shut your mouth.
I think that was a euphemism.
I mean the pants. Why? They look stupid.
Can I sit down now? Have you had a good look at my drop crotch?
Yes, I've had a good geezer at your drop crotch and I'm not impressed. I'm not. Why? What's the point? I mean, really, what are you compensating for? Isn't it just easier to stick a sock down there, mate? I mean, come on. Drop crotch pants. Don't be ridiculous.
They're comfy.
Oh, sure. You...
Yes. No.
Did you have something else to say?
No, that's all. No, that's all.
Yes. No.
Smelling somebody's hair and guessing what brand of shampoo they use.
Let me get this straight. You're getting around in... drop crotch pants and sniffing people's hair. This is the definition of a creeper.
I'm just saying it as a yes, no.
Why would you do that? Sniffing people's hair? No.
Well, a few times in my life, I've been standing next to a woman who's got some really nice fragrant smelling hair.
Right.
I've gone, ooh, Tresemme? Or, ooh, Herbal Essence? Or, so, ooh, Garnier Fructis?
How close are you getting to these women's scalps?
Look, I never get the yes correct.
Right.
But I like to have a good sniff and then guess what shampoo they were using.
So you are wearing drop crotch pants and you are sniffing women's hair. I'm going to call the police. Seriously, get me out of here.
I'm not sniffing
people's. Calm down.
Yes. No.
Upgrading your phone more than once every 2 years.
The idea in theory sounds really good, but I don't know if it's a bit of a scam.
Well, here's the thing. I actually say no, because I always reckon that the phones are often, the next iPhone's often very similar than the one before.
Yes.
But if you wait 2 years, you get all new features and everything. So what's the, if you're just upgrading every year,
yeah.
I'm going to say no, because you don't get exciting new big upgrade. It's just like little upgrades. You don't get excited.
When you
do the 2 years, like, ooh, new features. Super special, yeah.
Mm, I quite like my current phone I've got. I think it's a 6. Maybe a 7, I can't quite remember.
Yeah, right.
But I want to get the new one before I go to Ireland next week that's got portrait mode on it so I can be an amateur / professional photographer.
Want to borrow my phone?
Holiday pics. Okay, yeah, great.
No. Thanks to Leading Edge Computers, everything Apple, Microsoft and more. $1,000 guaranteed every morning at 8 a.m.
Nicole, have you put your morning routine and commute to a grinding halt to try and win $1,000 this morning?
I have, yes.
Excellent.
Nicole, do people call you Nicole or Nikki or what do they call you?
Nicole or Nick. I don't really like Nikki.
Okay.
You don't like Nikki. Why not?
I don't know.
Something about it.
It's always been like that, yeah.
Right.
You know what? I've never liked really Jim, and the reason I've never really liked Jim is because I went to school with another Jim, so I didn't like being called Jim because it confused me with the other person.
Maybe that's what it is, because there was another Nikki.
Was
yes,
there? Okay.
I reckon, yes.
You want to be an individual, independent woman, Nicole?
You're an independent woman, part one.
Yes, as Destiny's Child would say.
Okay, Nicole, let's do it. $1,000 on the line, 10 questions. 30 seconds. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. People will come back to it at the end if she's got some time up her sleeve. There's no helping in the background, no repeating an answer, and we have to accept your first answer. Nicole, are you ready for your letter?
Yes.
Okay, your letter today in Alpha Bucks is the letter C. C for Charlie, okay?
Okay, yep.
Okay, Nicole, we've got 30 seconds loaded on the clock. We've got 10 questions. I'm so nervous and excited, Nicole.
Come on, Nicole. Come on, Nicole.
Okay, all right. Nicole, for $1,000 in Alpha Bucks, starting with the letter C, name a car brand.
Pass.
A fruit.
Kumquat.
Something found in the ocean.
Coral.
A clothing brand.
Canterbury.
A kid's game.
Chess.
A leisure activity.
Pass.
A type of tree.
Cedar.
A drink.
Oh. You got stuck on the first one, didn't you?
Yes,
I did.
Car brand. You could have said Chrysler or Citroen.
Yep.
A few obscure
What's
ones.
What's a kumquat?
Kumquat is like a type of melon.
Is it?
Yes, it's like it looks like a small orange, doesn't it, Nicole?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, and they're really bitter if you eat them raw.
They
usually just make them into jam.
Yeah.
Now, I've got an issue with number 6, leisure activity, because someone's written leisure activity camping. I disagree that that's leisurous. I would say going to the hotel would be leisurous, but camping, who does that for leisure?
Do you like camping, Nicole?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, same, yeah.
So you could say camping or cooking. I do cooking for leisure.
Oh, yeah.
That's also nice.
That could have been it. Nicole, I'm so sorry we can't give you the $1,000.
No, no worries.
Oh, you are a great contestant.
Thanks so much.
See you later,
You're welcome.
Nicole. Bye.
See ya.
There you go. That's it. Another $1,000 up for grabs at 12 and at 2. And remember, practice on the Alpha Bucks app. You can download it at the App Store right now.
Okay. Up next, we have to talk to everyone about something. I don't think I've ever been so nervous to go into a radio segment as I am about that we're about to go into this segment, what we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Okay, play the song and then we'll do it. We'll rip the Band-Aid off.
Mm.
Okay. It's big news.
Big news
big
up next on here. Pippa and Jimmy, morning everyone. That is a Sean Paul Konski wake up, shake up. Morning, everyone. The Pippa and Jimmy Show. We're going to cross live to the Hit Squad in around 4 minutes' time to find out where you can get your freebies on the streets of the Central West. Listen out for Mike in the Hit Squad. We do it all thanks to the whole new way to eat brekkie at Macca's. Big Mac, fries and more. Now available all day, all night.
Big moment on the Pippa and Jimmy Show.
Yeah, sad moment.
Bit of a sad moment. Do you want to talk?
So, hi everybody.
Hi.
Jimmy here. So, a couple of weeks ago, I got some great news that my partner is going to be moving to Sydney and immigrating here to Australia.
Which is very exciting because you guys have been in a long distance relationship now for
18 months.
18 months, which is a long time.
It's about the same, about half the time we've been together, about just over three years.
And you've been living on opposite sides of the planet.
Yes, which has been difficult, but for different reasons, it's actually been the only way it could happen.
Yeah.
There was contracts involved from both of our sides and visas as well, which sort of meant that we literally had no choice.
Yeah.
So after my partner's contract in the UK expired, we've applied and going to be moving over here to Australia.
Which is super exciting.
Really great to Sydney. So as such as well, I've actually made the decision that at the end of August, I'm also going to be relocating to Sydney and moving, which will mean, sadly, that I'll be leaving the Pippa and Jimmy Show and leaving Hit FM Dubbo.
It's big news. Mm. It's very big news. And it doesn't quite feel real.
Aww.
I don't think it's really sunk in for me yet.
Yeah.
Because it also means, and we've timed this very well, because I'm off to Ireland next week on holidays for 2 weeks.
You are.
And then when I get back, you are going to go on your holiday to Hawaii.
To Hawaii, yeah.
So we're sort of like ships in the night.
Mm.
But what that means is we've only got until the end of this week left to do our show together.
Yeah, you and I, I'll be around for another couple of weeks with Mike though for brekkies.
I'm away.
While you're away. So I'm not going anywhere for a couple of weeks, but for you and I, it's only a couple more days together.
Which I'm very sad about. And you know what? I totally get why you're doing it. I totally support why you're doing it.
Thank you.
I'm super happy for you. And I know that it's a total life choice rather than a work choice because you and I think had a lot of gas left in the tank.
Oh, definitely.
And we could have worked together for years to come, I reckon.
Yeah, absolutely.
And had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So I'm sad, but I'm really happy for you because I know it's going to be a wonderful new chapter of your life.
Mm.
But it is a big change.
It is a big change. So you're sticking around though.
Oh, mate, I've got the old ball and chain Farmer Lewis. I'm not going anywhere.
You're not going anywhere.
No, I'm stuck. I'm stuck here, but that's actually a great thing. It's lovely being stuck here.
And if you ever need a Sydney correspondent.
Oh, God, we can cross to you for
just
things
call me.
That happen on the Harbour Bridge or at the Opera House or in Darling Harbour.
Mm.
Yes. So two more days. We're going to finish with a bang.
Yep.
It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. And then you're going to have a couple of weeks to hang out with Mike, which will be lovely. And then you're off.
And then I'm off.
It's nice that you're not going too far, though.
No.
And you're not really leaving the Hit family.
No.
You'll still be doing stuff.
Still got to keep my head in the game within the Hit network.
Yes.
So, yeah. Well, thanks for the support, Pippa. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend.
Yeah.
Oh, it's weird to rip that Band-Aid off, isn't it?
Should we go to an ad break?
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, there you go. Here we go. Dubbo and the Central West, number one, Hit 93.5. Morning, everyone. Pippa and Jimmy on the air. Just ticked over 21 minutes past 8 o'clock, 3 degrees. And we do it thanks to the new way to eat brekkie at Macca's. Fries, Big Macs and more now available throughout the day, the morning and also throughout the night.
Well, Jimmy, on the line now, we've got the laid-back Queenslanders and self-confessed bogans of the block on Channel 9, Jess and Norm. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hey. Oh, amazing to have you on the radio. Now, you guys are certainly not the first Aussies to be scammed on Gumtree, are you?
No.
Oh, see, I haven't given up on Gumtree, though. I've got so many bargains off Gumtree. But do you know what's funny? Since that episode, that couple of episodes has gone to air, people have gone to come up to me and gone, are you just from the block? And I'll be like, oh, yeah. And that's weird enough as it is, because no one ever really wants to meet you in real life. And then they'll go to me, and then every comment I get is, oh, I love Gumtree too. And then they give me case studies if I didn't believe that they love Gumtree.
They give you case studies.
They're trying to prove Gumtree too.
Got it for 100. Like, people give me case. And then there's like one lady the other day goes to me, tell her how much I love Gumtree, like I wouldn't have believed.
tell her how much I love Gumtree.
So can I
just ask, when you picked up the bath, it was meant to be stone, but it was plastic, did you not pick up the box and go, oh, I think this is a little bit too light?
Well, I didn't do any carrying at the bath. Jess got air task of guys in the lifter.
Oh, yeah.
And the only time I lifted it was actually after the judges told us it was plastic.
Hang on a second.
And in Jess's defence, it was actually quite heavy because it was a fully solid plastic bath.
Okay. You're right.
So did you get any, like, traditional builders to do any jobs, or did you just use Gumtree and Airtasker and Uber to get around?
Because we're not the richest people in real life anyway, so we live in Gumtree and Airtasker because who can afford to pay full prices? You
know? So true.
It does feature heavily. And we saw a couple of days ago that Gumtree tips on their website have gone up to surplus.
So we're like,
she's coming back.
And you guys can't afford an interior designer like Sarah, can you?
No, an interior wallpaper designer.
Oh no, wouldn't that be great if we could?
That poor wallpaper lady that was giving her interior design advice, she was talking to her for hours before they didn't even buy any wallpaper. She's dirty.
I don't reckon
she's dealing in wallpaper anymore. I reckon she's a psychologist now.
Did you see that there was doing that episode the other night, there was a Twitter handle that's just started up as the wallpaper lady.
That's so funny. Now, you guys have openly admitted now to not being able to afford anything. So is this why you guys apparently used your renovation credit card for personal purchases?
I still think this is Norm. It was not me. So Norm's the only one left to have done that.
What's going on, Norm? New ideas broken the story. Set it straight for us.
I have never touched the credit card and I had never left the block. So I had no chances. I've never had a chance to spend anything. I think there's something a bit more going on here.
I see. Well, I'm reading this on New Idea. New Idea can reveal...
Very credible source, as we know.
Yeah.
New Idea can reveal that during filming, they used the card to buy personal items, sending shockwaves across the Gatwick.
You're visiting 7-Eleven too often.
I think there was some purchases at 7-Eleven on there.
$1 coffee is a bargain.
Yeah, and it's like, well, I haven't done it, so you've done it. And I'm going, well, I haven't done it, so you've done it. But someone's obviously done it.
So we can confirm you've used it for personal use.
We can confirm that our block account did buy barbecue chicken, petrol and fish hooks. Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to say... Let's blame Sarah. She has been caught out cheating once. I reckon she's pinched the card.
Oh, brilliant. Yes. Love it. Perfect scapegoat for you guys.
So angry and hated her husband, she went out and bought a fish hook.
Jess and Norm from the blog, we are loving watching you guys on Channel 9. You are doing a fantastic job. Thanks so much for joining the show, and we can't wait to get another update for you soon.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having us.
Very quick
weather.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
So, an Australian model known as Tammy Hembrow attended Kylie Jenner's 21st birthday bash, and instead of leaving in the wee hours of the morning, trundling out the door with heels in hand, she left the party on a stretcher and was carried out by paramedics.
Oh, no, what happened?
Well, she's finally spoken out about what happened. Take a listen to the audio.
I was running off pretty much 30 hours, no sleep. I was struggling to stay awake even when I was getting my hair and makeup done. I was literally sitting there, like, falling asleep. Like, I could barely keep my eyes open. I probably definitely shouldn't have been drinking because of how jet-lagged I was, how exhausted I was. And so, yeah, I pretty much collapsed. Honestly, I'm already, like, super, super embarrassed about it.
What a party girl.
She should have been on the vodka Red Bulls.
Yeah, definitely the Red Bulls or the vodka coconut milk or water.
Yeah, something a healthier option.
A bit of a lower calorie, healthier option, but she was probably on the espresso martinis.
Yes, and probably, you know, maybe not even a few carrot sticks and rice crackers.
Maybe when I move to Sydney, I'll become a model.
Oh, yeah?
And then I can feature on your Trending Now segment.
A male model, yeah, okay, when you can talk about how you fell out of clubs and celeb parties.
Yes, and you can actually, I'll give you an exclusive for
$10. An exclusive,
$10.
$10. You would charge it. Somebody who had some trouble when they were being charged was Gwyneth Paltrow. She was mortified when she worked out she'd forgotten her credit card while shopping.
Oh, awkward.
I love it when celebs are normal like us.
This reminds me of last week when you... you had your card declined twice while at the service station.
Yeah, trying to fill up with fuel.
That's embarrassing.
So Gwyneth Paltrow was mortified when she forgot to bring her credit card to go shopping in the Hamptons. The actress and her daughter were at a high-end clothing store when she realised that she didn't have a way to pay. But the situation was resolved when she realised that she could use Apple Pay through her phone.
So she was fine.
So she's a celebrity, so she was fine. Either that or they'd helicopter in, I don't know, Chris Martin or someone to help her out. Even though they're not together, they've consciously uncoupled, he'd probably still throw her a fitty or something.
Here's the thing about credit cards. If you forget your credit card, someone over the phone can give their credit card numbers and you can use those numbers to charge remotely.
Right.
So it's not actually that big a deal.
Gee, Gwyneth, stop making a mountain out of a molehill.
Yeah, consciously uncoupling with your credit card. Good one.
You can check out those stories more at hit.com.au by clicking on the Scoopla tab.
Thanks, Pippa.
Thank you.
I one time went to a cafe.
Yeah.
And I had like Commonwealth Bank at the time.
Yeah.
They didn't have Apple Pay, but they gave you these things that you could stick on the back of your phone, which were like PayWave.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to the cafe, $20 worth of breakfast.
Yeah.
And then I got to the front counter to pay and they're like, oh, sorry, PayWave is broken today.
Like,
I've literally got one way to pay, PayWave.
You was a real life Gwyneth Paltrow moment.
Yeah, real life Gwyneth Paltrow moment.
How tough.
So I didn't end up paying for that.
You're a real life celeb, aren't you?
Morning, everyone.
Everyone knows all about my direction. And in my heart somewhere, I want to go there. Still, I don't go there. Everybody says, say, I'm looking for something I can't have.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake's the one. Say something there. Morning, everyone. You're on air. The Pippa and Jimmy Show on Hit 93.5. It is currently 8:42, 4 degrees. As we look for 22 in Dubbo and 24 across the Central West, we do it all thanks to the whole new way to eat brekkie at Macca's. Big Macs, fries and more. Now available all day and all night.
The King of House.
Mayor on air.
Mayor Ben Shields, welcome to the show.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning to you. Great to have you back.
Oh, thank you.
What do you reckon about Jimmy's big news?
Oh, look, it's sad. Yeah, very sad, actually. Yeah, no, I'm sad to see him go, actually. I really am.
Aww. Yeah, he's right there. You can talk to him if you want.
Thanks, Ben. I appreciate that. Sad to be leaving Dubbo as well. So. Oh,
of course you would be sad to be leaving Dubbo. Well, you know, it is Dub Vegas after Dub all.
Even
Vegas,
though you did try and petition to get it changed to Dub Angeles.
Yeah. There could be a little bit more behind this leaving, you know.
Maybe. You
know? What is it?
Well, it could have been that it was renting out of town.
Oh, yes.
Oh, start that rumour.
Well, by all the fake accounts on the Facebook.
Yes.
Running me out of town.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. That's right. I'm going to miss this banter between the two of you every fortnight.
Talking about Facebook, Ben Shields, I saw on Facebook during the week someone has accused you of stripping funding from a community newsletter organisation.
Oh,
what's going on there, Ben? Cuts.
We're just bad to the bone.
I mean, I'm going to have to start calling you Edward Scissorhands. You're making that many cuts.
Yeah. Okay. So, all our community groups, what we did this year, because a lot of the groups in Dubbo, they've just been given a check every year for X amount of money, 10 grand, 2 grand, all that sort of stuff. So, what we have said, and I'll point out on there, you just spilt coffee on your face. But anyway,
I just spilt coffee on my eye.
Yeah. So, anyway.
Back to Edward Scissorhands
here. Effectively, the new council has said, that we just want these guys to reapply so we can see what's going on and making sure that ratepayers' money has been spent appropriately. What we did is we wrote to all the community groups getting the money saying, look, put an application in, tell us what you're actually doing with the cash. And most of them did, except this community newsletter, Dubbo Arts. They didn't put an application in. Okay.
So they didn't you were making them work a bit harder for their cash.
Pretty much. And if you don't put an application, if you don't actually tell us what you're spending the money on and how it all works and all that, we can't give you funds. As simple as that. Got to remember, it's ratepayers' funds we're using here.
Now, let me bring you back to something else then.
Yep.
Tender processes. If the federal government doesn't use tender processes to give away $500 million to the Coral Reef Foundation, why do you need in council to use a tender process?
Yeah, because I'm tight.
You're tight, aren't
you? No,
no. Your mates at the Liberal Party give away half a billion without tender. A billion without a tender.
This is your mates in the Labor Party you that can't just go into $400 billion debt in what, how many years?
They're not my mates. I don't have any mates.
Oh, I love these chats.
I don't have any mates in the Labor Party. Yeah. Excuse me. So yeah, the Liberal Party gives away $450 million to the Great Barrier Reef Foundation, but you can't write the poor little Dubbo Arts newsletter a $2,000 check.
Yeah, because local government has got a lot of rules and regulations you do. But look, okay, in the defence though, have you seen what's going on up the reef? It's shocking.
This isn't a conversation about the reef.
You might be an environmental vandal. You know, you might just want to go up there and just tear the strips
just
out of the
start
reef.
Start pouring oil on the reef.
You might love the coal getting splashed through there and and all the reefs getting all whitened and bleached and all that sort of stuff. That might be the Jimmy Love kind of way. But, you know, the government's up there and it's trying to fix, the environment. That's what it's doing.
Okay, let's move on to something, a bigger issue, because council's really focused on the big issues here in Dubbo, such as the names of the wards.
Oh, well.
Well, we're trying to get rid of the wards altogether. Terrible wards.
Tell us about the wards.
Okay, so first election we've ever had wards. 5 wards. Each ward's got 2 councillors elected. Yep. We had to do that because Wellington's now involved. 4 Dubbo wards, we want to get rid of them. Just have 1 ward for Dubbo, 1 ward for Wellington, a ward of 8 councillors in Dubbo, 2 in Wellington. But on the other hand, we know the wards don't work. The names are even bloody stupid. Like the ward I represent, North Ward, that's West Dubbo.
It's West Dubbo. Now, okay, no jokes here, but just a question. If the ward system got scrapped and you had 8 in Dubbo, 2 in Wellington, would your party or your independent group have the same amount of councillors or more or less?
Yeah, actually, probably work against me.
It'd work against you.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Yeah, because I did really well at the last election because one of my guys got up in every ward.
Okay.
So, it could be biting me, it could be shooting myself in the foot. But look, at the end of the day, the people of Dubbo have told me outright and that they want this fixed and gone. Yeah. So, and the names are ridiculous too. Look, if you live anywhere near Arana Mall, it's called South Ward. But if you live right next to South Dubbo Primary School, you're in Central
Ward. Why don't you petition to get the primary school name changed?
Change all those names.
Why do you have to make everything so complicated?
Anyway,
everything is just
good
so
to hear that you're doing that. What we'll do, Ben, we'll jump to a quick ad break. Okay. And if anyone's got any questions for you, give us a call, 13 12 16. Plus, we've got a couple of questions off the Facebook page to ask you as well, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Pepper and Jimmy, let's talk today.
The King of House. Mayor on air.
Yes, every fortnight we give you the chance to talk directly to the mayor. You can ask any question you like, 13, 12, 16.
We've got Mel on the line. Mel, what is your question for Mayor Ben Shields?
Hi, Ben. My question was, when are we going to get some paths around the Durrow Park Shopping Centre area? Because currently we have to walk on the road or through dirt to get to the shopping centre. So when can we see some paths?
And you were saying as well, Mel, just before we let Ben jump in, you were saying as well to Pippa before that you've been campaigning for this since your daughter was a newborn?
That's correct. And she's going to be 5 in February.
Wow. So you've been asking for it for a while, Ben.
Yeah, so he's probably seen my emails.
Okay.
So good. after actual roads themselves, rural roads, its footpaths are the biggest things, the biggest complaints and questions we get all the time. We simply don't have enough footpaths anywhere. In fact, anywhere you live in Dubbo, everyone's complaining about not having enough footpaths. However, Delroy Park, there could be very well an argument that, because it's higher traffic, we should look at that. Now, what we can do is under the new policy I've got for the Disability Advisory Committee, where we're spending $500,000 every year for 4 years, if there's an argument out there that, we've got some disabled people or people who are just less mobile, needing to use that area and it's getting hard for them, yes, we could potentially fund it under that program. So what I will get you to do, Mel, if you could send me an email, it's a very easy email. It's mayor@dubbo.nsw.gov.au.
Mayor@dubbo.nsw.gov.au.
Yep, we have your details on that. I'll certainly get this committee to investigate it to see whether it fits that program or not, and if not, whether it fits the usual footpath expansion program. Because, look, you're right, we do need proper accessibility around the town, especially in those high traffic areas. So,
yeah, great. Mel, are you happy with that answer?
I am, but I feel like I've had that answer before.
Okay.
So I really want to see something happen.
Okay, well, let's keep following up on it on this program.
There's so many schools and daycares around here, and, like, even my daughter knows when we walk to the shop, we have to walk on the road because there's no footpath.
Yeah, Mel, thank you so much for calling, and we'll keep following up on this show, okay? No worries at all.
Thanks
you have a great
so
day,
much.
Mel. Bye.
You too. Bye.
And there's a question coming through our Facebook page.
Yeah, Sam's written into the Hit 93.5 Facebook page, and it's actually something that I have been wondering myself as well. Sam says, I live in a flat, and these new bins that have arrived are different to other residential bins that my neighbours have got. What's going on?
Yeah, so the satellite tracking technology to make sure what you're eating and when you're eating. No, not really. Not really. For the new chips. No, seriously, though, it turns out it's just a matter of space. A lot of our flats, blocks of flats, units and that, simply can't afford, can't physically fit yet another bin
yet
in.
Another
it's becoming a, not only on the actual premises itself, but also bin collection days.
Right.
Line them all up. There could be yet, a third more bins lined up, taking up car spaces and that. And we've already had complaints just with two bins.
Right.
Let alone every flat or a unit having three bins.
Okay.
So it's a matter of we just had to make that call, unfortunately.
So do I put out my green bin or my yellow bin this week, Mayor?
I don't
Depends
know.
On what ward you're in, mate.
What area do you live and all that sort of stuff, you know?
All right.
You know, I'm not sure if we've got a chip in your, in your bin or in your head.
You would have a chip in his
Mayor Ben Shields, we love having you in the studio. And if you've got a question throughout the week as well, you can always ask it at hit.com.au, mate. It's always great having you here. It's
not
always great having you answer questions as well on the radio live. Mate, thank you for coming in.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Absolute pleasure. Pippa, the music department must have known that today I was announcing my departure from Hit
Dubbo. Oh, really? Why?
Because they're playing Green Day's Good Riddance.
Oh, time of your life. Oh, it's beautiful. How fitting.
Featured on the last episode of Seinfeld as well, I believe.
Really?
Yeah. There you go. Morning, everyone.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. I hope you had the time of your life.
Well, that's wrecked it for Friday. I can't play that song last break on Friday. I've already stolen it for Wednesday.
The music department.
How did they know?
Came up with that one, Good Riddance. It's the first time we've played Good Riddance on this show.
It is. And 2 days out from our last show together, that's when they decide to play it. I mean, honestly, how did they know these things?
You've just joined us, made the sad announcement today that at the end of August, I'm going to be leaving the Hit Brekkie show because I'm going to be moving to Sydney with my partner. So,
which is super exciting, and I'm thrilled for you, but really sad that we won't get to hang out every day anymore.
Thanks, Darl.
Yeah, don't.
Don't wreck it by calling me Darl.
Don't wreck it, mate. Come on. You know we don't do pet names.
I wreck a good moment, don't I?
You do.
I do like to wreck a good moment. All right, okay, that's a wrap for us today. Sorry to all the Facebook questions for the mayor we didn't get to, but we'll get to them next time we're with him.
Yes.
What are you up to today, Pip?
What am I up to today? I've got a few appointments to go to.
I'm in
full travel planning mode.
Yes.
Because we off to Ireland next week on the big holiday.
You know my partner's Irish, so I can give you some tips.
Yeah.
Even though you're going in the summer, it will still be very cold.
And I heard as well that I need to pack a raincoat and an umbrella.
Raincoat, umbrella.
Probably going to rain.
Don't fall off the cliff of Moher because I'm not even joking.
Mm.
The winds on that cliff are like the most crazy things you'll ever experience.
Really?
So stay on the fence.
Okay, stay on the fence.
I'm not joking. Like, do not accidentally get blown off because it happens.
Does it really?
And I don't even mean that in humour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So all right, I'll be careful
be
there.
Be careful on the cliffs of Moher.
Yes. I'm still trying to work out if we scoot up to Northern Ireland for a day to see the Giant's Causeway and maybe check out Belfast.
Definitely go to Northern Ireland.
Yeah,
okay. Do a black cab tour in Northern Ireland. They take you through like this gate that they close.
Yeah, yeah.
There's gates throughout the city that they close at sunset or 6 p.m. every night in Belfast to keep the Protestants and the Catholics away from each other overnight.
No.
I'm not even joking. Still to this day, I could could not believe it.
That's unreal.
And they've got this big wall through the middle of the city as well. So it's really like it's actually Belfast, what's happening in Belfast at the moment is actually history playing itself out.
Wow.
Like this will be what people will talk about in like 20 years.
That's amazing.
You know, so it is a big deal, but it's really fascinating, really good stuff. It's an amazing country, Ireland. I love it to bits.
I'm super excited to see all the great things they can do with potatoes over there.
They can do a lot with a potato.
Yeah, potato. That's
potato,
right.
Potato.
So, yes, planning for that. What are you up to?
Okay, so what day is it?
It's Wednesday today. I'm looking at my calendar. Oh, we've got to go to Mag's at 10:30 today. I'm just seeing on our calendar.
Oh, that's right. We've got to give me five kids yes. check handover. Yeah, I don't know what I'm up to be honest.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Getting around town in my drop crotch
pants. Crotch it's hard to pants. Say, isn't it? Drop crotch. Yes.
They're hot, though.
Are they? It's debatable.
Thanks. All right.
Okay. We're back tomorrow, Thursday.
Two days in a row we've cut into Mike's show.
Oh, how rude.
Mike's
just in there patiently waiting. Maroon's on the show tomorrow with your footy fever tips. Movie analyst Shane Bassett.
Oh, yes. Good.
As well. So it's going to be a cracker.
All right. See you later, everyone. Bye. Pippa Moore and Jimmy Love. Oh, yeah.